As August of 1945 neared, one ship took a top-secret cargo across the Pacific. But for the men of the USS Indianapolis, that shipment would soon overshadow their own fate. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit agrigold.com.
Each day, the American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of the American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from the American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Paul Murphy was set to leave the West Coast aboard the USS Indianapolis. He knew it was a special mission.
Because we were fast and because we were available, we were chosen to make a speed run back out to the island of Tinian, carrying a secret weapon.
The Indianapolis departed San Francisco on July 16, 1945.
A cargo ship brought alongside a large crate, probably about 8 to 12 feet long. It was tied down on the quarter deck, guarded by Marines 24 hours a day, and two Army officers came aboard carrying a lead canister, which was taken up to the Admiral's quarters and welded down to the deck.
Just 10 days after leaving the U.S. mainland, the Indianapolis was at Tinian. From there, they went on to Guam and then departed on July 29th to the island of Leyte for training. They were not informed that the USS Underhill had been sunk by a Japanese sub a few days earlier on the same path.
I had the 8 to midnight watch that Sunday evening. About midnight that night, there was a Japanese submarine about 15,000 yards ahead of us, surface charging his batteries. He could see a small dot approaching his area.
The Indianapolis could not see the Japanese sub, which fired 6 torpedoes. 2 hit the ship. The ship sunk in just 12 minutes. It remains the single most loss of life at sea in the history of the U.S. Navy. Traveling the countryside in Broomfield, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.